We got our guest speaker coming up here.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Kevin Moeller. We've met a lot of people in Leewood Show, Trace, over the years.
We have.
Some of the greatest leaders I've ever seen, but we've got a rarity here. We've got a gentleman that not only is good in Leewood Show, but just on a side note, he has a clinic for autistic children.
Yes.
That if you saw this clinic, you would be amazed. I mean, the
I was
care.
Amazed.
Yeah, and you was in that field.
Mm-hmm.
The care and skill that this family has put this clinic together, I think is probably one of the best in the country. And anybody with an issue, I think that would be a good place for people to go. And then he also has a hyperbaric chamber business that
it's helping people with their health.
Yeah, it sure is. And
yeah.
I think he's turning the autistic one of them to a nonprofit right now. And we're really proud of this gentleman for that reason alone, those reasons. But inside of Leewood Shield, he's one of the most respected people inside of Leewood Shield.
He sure is.
He's not only the vice president down there for three states, but he's also helping the home office and all these teams around the country do everything they're doing. And one of the best trainers I have ever met in my life.
He absolutely is. And we're excited. I know all of you are across the country,
They're jealous.
You're going to be jealous because we are having Kevin come in this weekend for Super Saturday. But we wanted to share him as much as we could with the entire team tonight.
They're going to be even more jealous when they find out the name of his training.
I know.
It's Recruiting University.
Woo, I can't wait.
And that's what he trained in those three states to break all the records down there.
Yes.
It's amazing. Mr. Moeller, Kevin, are you on the phone?
I sure am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good, boy. It is so nice to have you on the line tonight. I know that you're busy with all your businesses and your legal show business and your family and your wife and all the things. But it's great to have you on the line. And the team is looking forward to hearing whatever you have to say. And I understand that you and Teresa went over some stuff, so I guess we're going to turn it right over to you.
I think so. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your training, your wisdom with our team tonight, Kevin.
You know, did you hear him and I was on the phone last night for a long time?
Yeah. I think I went to sleep.
I think you went to sleep, Kevin.
As
soon as I got done with Nick Odom, it was Kevin and I. All right. Kevin, great to have you here, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys having me. It's an honor and a privilege to speak on the call for, you know, so many individuals that I admire. I mean, many of the people that are listening to this call tonight, I highly respect and have learned so much from, and in addition to the teaching that I have gotten from you guys throughout the years has been instrumental, not just in my business, but in my life, period. You know, who I've become because of you guys' teaching and the amount of encouragement that I received, and it's just been phenomenal, and I can say the same thing about Mr. Nick Odom, great friend of mine, an amazing guy, a great friend, but I tell you what, somebody to be admired and to respect, not just in Legal Shield, but outside of Legal Shield, especially developed individuals that I've ever met in my life, and for him to be 24 years old just blows my mind, ahead of the curve, how far he is in his personal development and growth, and you know, that's just a testament to the leadership of the Performance family. It's also... you talk about an incredible asset that you guys, and being on this call tonight, that you have being with one of the most sought-after organizations inside Legal Shield and outside Legal Shield in the network marketing profession. This organization is a force to be reckoned with, and you can understand that if you've been outside of the organization like I have been and be able to look inside of this organization and see the family atmosphere and the culture that's being created. But not only that, but it's one thing to have a system in place, and it's another to be wise enough to defend the system. And you guys have the best system in all of Legal Shield right now and forever, but you also have keepers, the defenders of the system in place. And so your future has never been more confident, even though many of you on the line tonight, maybe I've never had the privilege of meeting before, I can tell you that your future has never been more confident and more poised for growth than it is right now because you're a part of this organization. And so just real quick, a little bit about my story. You know, my background is residential construction and home building. During the daytime, I actually started construction at the age of 13. I worked nights, weekends, and summers at 13 and learned how to work extremely hard, but a lot of integrity in your work and put forth extra effort. I worked for a gentleman that I respect a lot to this day. Just an incredible man. But I learned also what I didn't want to do for the rest of my life. You know, we oftentimes ask children when they're growing up, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I think sometimes one of the most important things you can do is figure out what you don't want to do. And I figured that out really quickly, that as I climbed the ranks in construction from age 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you know, once I graduated high school and really went full force and started learning how to read plans better and how to create bids for customers, how to work with subcontractors, how to lead a construction crew. I became a construction crew foreman at about 18 years old. And that may sound really good, but it was horrible. I mean, I had more responsibility, had to deal with people. It was tough to get them to even do their job. Dealt with a negative environment, woke up at the crack of dawn every morning, drank a pot of coffee on the way to work, trying to wake up, got to the job site with all this responsibility and all this stress, you know, and pulled out, you know, compressors and generators and hoses and extension cords and ladders, put on a tool belt, all that before 6:30 a.m. to start the working day doing manual labor at 6:30 a.m., still half asleep, to work all day long, and at the end of the week, to figure out what my paycheck was going to be, because if it rained and we couldn't work, my check was less than what it could have been if we maximized our – even if we maximized our hours, I had absolutely nothing to show for it. And I did not want that to be the rest of my life. And so I don't know what your story is, but hopefully you've had a point of decision in your life where you've decided that you're going to go out there and you're going to win. You're going to change your life and put it in the right direction and really take off in a direction that leads you to a place in life that you've always wanted to be. And I can assure you one thing, if you've always wanted to be more successful, it's not just becoming more successful, it's also becoming more fulfilled in what you do, meaning that you make a difference in the world, you make a difference in the lives of people that are around you. But in addition to the success, in addition to the fulfillment, you don't want to get trapped in some business or some job or some position where you're tied to it and you can never take time away. So you also need that time freedom. And what I love about this business is you get all three. You get the success that you desire. You can become more successful year after year after year after year after year. Our business has grown every year than the previous year. For next month will be 10 straight years, and it's been an absolute blessing. We've become more successful every year for the last 10 years, year after year after year. We've gotten more recognition. We've helped more people. We've become more fulfilled in our business every single year versus the previous year. And we have more freedom every single year than we did the previous year. And so if you want to go out there and blow up your recruiting, I'm going to talk about how to recruit more people in the next 24 hours than you've recruited in the last 24 days. Okay, that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, is if you want to recruit a ton of people, you've already got the right vehicle, you've already got everything, all the stars have aligned, so to speak, especially with all the great incentives you heard about tonight. But the rest of the story is your story, which is you understanding how to go out there and amp up your recruiting numbers. And this will take your business to the next level over the next few minutes that we get to share together. So the first thing is understanding what moves people. What moves people is two different things, avoiding pain or gaining pleasure. Avoiding pain or gaining pleasure. You got to figure out what pain are you trying to avoid that's going to take you to the next level, or what pleasure are you trying to gain that's going to take you to the next level. You know, there are two next-door neighbors way out off in the woods living in ranch houses on farms, and they've been neighbors for dozens of years. Each neighbor knew each other and the family and the dogs and everything else. Well, every morning, one of these gentlemen went out on his front porch for a cup of coffee to do some reading, to watch the sunrise. That's what he did every morning. But this one particular morning, he goes out on his porch, and his next-door neighbor across the way, a couple hundred yards away, has got this dog on their porch that's just yelping. It's sitting on the steps, and it's yelping, 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 and it just drives this man crazy because the dog's never done it before. So he leaves his porch. He walks all the way a couple hundred yards to his neighbor's property. He sees the dog is still yelping, so he throws a stick for the dog to go chase and go retrieve, and the dog doesn't move. It just sits there and yelps, yelps, yelps. And he's finally gets so frustrated with his dog, he grabs it by the collar and he yanks it off the porch, and the dog stopped yelping. And trying to figure out what was causing it, this gentleman happened to glance back at the porch steps, and on the step where the dog was sitting was an exposed nail. And that nail was the nail that the dog was sitting on, and the nail hurt the dog enough for it to yelp, but not to get off the porch and actually do something about it. And many people in life, not only just associates in our business, not only did they join and, you know, the pain of what they're experiencing is just not great enough to get them into action, which is why the company throws all these huge bonuses on a brand new person, is to get them to move, to get them to take action, to get them to get off the porch, so to speak. But that's an associate who's already in the business. What about a prospect? See, for a prospect to move, to taking the making the decision to join your team, it's very important for you to understand the psychology of influence. The psychology of influence. You know, John C. Maxwell, who just taught many of you there on the line and at the Leaders at All Levels convention, was absolutely amazing. He teaches that leadership is influence and influence is leadership. They're synonymous. Each of them are the other. It's leadership is influence, influence is leadership. Well, what will get somebody to move is a sense of urgency or a fear of loss. Why do you think it is that almost every department store, almost every retail store you go to has things that are on sale? They're on sale for a certain amount of time. Why is that? Well, there's a sense of urgency because it's on sale right now and it won't be on sale forever. And there's a fear of loss because if you don't get it right now, you may never get it. It may sell out. That's what they do, using that because they understand the psychological principles that influence people to buy now instead of later. Well, that's the same thing we need to do is get people to join now instead of later. But we can't control the price to become an associate. We can't say, hey, listen, it's $99 to become an associate, but if you join right now, it's only $49. You and I don't have the ability to do that. We can't tell somebody, hey, listen, this membership's $39.90 a month to protect you and your family with Legal Shield and ID Shield, but if you buy it right now, we'll lock in at $29 a month. You and I can't do that. So what can we control? Because in business, as in life, there are things that you can control, and there are many things that you can't, and wisdom is knowing the difference and being okay with that. See, I don't need to be able to control the price of our membership. I need to control the price to become an associate. What I need to do is understand how to work with people. And so if you can help somebody develop a sense of urgency and a fear of loss, then you truly have everything that you need to get people to move now. So what are some examples of some of the sense of urgency that you can use? Well, right now, get somebody to the executive director. Right now, hitting executive director 3 consecutive months in a row, September, October, November, bam, right there, December 14th, $10,000 cash money hitting your bank account. Now, how's that for a sense of urgency and how's that for a fear of loss? Because you know what? Hit executive director next month. We can't do this, but you hit executive director this month, the next month, and the next, September, October, November, December 14th, baby, 10 grand right there in your bank account. Now, that is an important reason for you and I to move our businesses to the next level, but for you and I also to help as many people in our organization to go out there and to move, but also with the bonuses. You know, I would never, ever, ever, ever tell a prospect that the $360 bonus is permanent, because guess what? In our business model, we had a permanent level up bonus structure for every position in the company. Get senior associate, senior manager, director, director, executive director. And guess what? We don't have all those anymore. We have something 10 times better, so I'm excited about it. It's a million times better than what it was. But that was a permanent part of our compensation structure that they changed for the better. It was permanent. So what happened to permanent? It got better, so it changed. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I wouldn't tell a prospect that they get $360 no matter what happens. I would say by using language, because you understand the psychology of influence, to give people a sense of urgency and a fear of loss, then I would change my language in my conversation a little bit, just tweak it a little bit to where you use these bonuses as a reason to get them to move right now. You say, hey, listen, we just launched, listen to some of the terminology I'm telling you tonight. We just launched a bonus platform where by you getting started right now, we can help you go get 3 members and 1 recruit. You'll make $60 for each of those. That's 60 plus 60 plus 60. That's $180. And we just launched the ability for you to get a $360 bonus by doing that quickly. We can help you do that in the next 2 to 3 days. You can generate your first 3 members and 1 recruit. Turn your $99 investment to over $540. You can over 5x your investment. If we get you started right now, is there any reason why you wouldn't be wanting to join this right now? That's some of the terminology, using some of those words in the language to get somebody to want to move right now. Using words like promotion and bonuses, those are some of the things that you can use to get people to have a sense of urgency and a fear of loss of getting going and joining your business right now. some of the other things that you can talk about, some of the other language examples that I'll share with you, is something along these lines, just as an example. Hey, listen, I'm building a new leadership organization, and you can be at the top of it. Does that sound like a sense of urgency and a fear of loss? I mean, if you ask me, I think it does. If I called you up and told you that, I'd say, listen, you know that project that I shared with you 2 weeks ago, and you looked at it, absolutely. Well, look, I am building a brand new leadership organization right now, and because I shared this with you first, I mean, I'm about to recruit a boatload of people. Us getting you positioned right now, you can be at the top of everything that I'm building right at this time. We can run and build this thing together. By the way, did you hear about the bonus platform that we just launched that you can take advantage of today? That's some of the terminology that you can use to get people to have a sense of urgency and a fear of loss to move them into action right now. And guess what? It doesn't stop there. When you recruit somebody, now you can use sense of urgency and a fear of loss again using that new recruit in a method that we call dangling the carrot. So now you have the ability to recruit me, for example. You recruit Kevin, and I just joined your business. I'm excited. But now you call everybody else that you expose them to this business that's sitting on the fence. The people have looked at the business but haven't joined yet. Now you use me as a sense of urgency and a fear of loss for those people. You call up Susie. You say, Susie, listen, remember that project I shared with you? Yeah, listen, look, I've got to share this with you. I just recruited this guy named Kevin. This guy is young. He works his tail off. At the age of 18, became a foreman of a residential construction crew because this guy knows how to work. He's very well respected at such a young age. He is so excited to be able to go full time and walk away from his construction job that he can't stand and to build this business. And we also just launched a brand new bonus platform by Susie. Listen, you get started right now. Not only can we help you take advantage of this brand new bonus platform that was just released, but I will place Kevin on your team. And Kevin's going to kill this thing. I'm going to work my tail off with him to build a huge organization, and we can place him in your team. Meaning you can position yourself to profit off of everything that he and the rest of the future of his organization do. Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to get started right now? And you use that terminology to get somebody to move because now Sally joins the team. So now you call the next person. You say, Greg, listen, man, remember that project when we were talking about Legal Shield? I know you've been thinking about it. You're going to love me after this phone call, brother. I got something very important to share with you. I just recruited this guy named Kevin, and boom, 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 you know, promote how great Kevin's going to do in the business and him being a real hard worker and all that stuff. Then you say, I also got Sally. Look, Sally, she works at an advertising agency. And she knows so many people, so many business owners, so many different people at different companies all across the region, but she is so tired of sitting in that office every single day. She's so excited that Legal Shield is going to let her get out of that office and finally work for herself and spend more time with her. And listen, you get started right now, I can place both of these people in your organization because I'm going to help them build something huge, and it'd be awesome to have them on your team. Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to get started right now and take advantage of that? That kind of terminology and language is what will move people to action. But it's not just the words. It's your enthusiasm. One thing I love about the teaching of Tony Robbins is that Tony Robbins teaches us that we are in direct control of our energy. It's not the amount of hours that you've had sleeping. It doesn't have to do with the amount of stress that you are or are not enduring in your life. It doesn't have to deal with, how many hours you work today. It doesn't matter if you've got negative circumstances in your life. Any point in time, you and I can decide to amp up our energy, just like tonight. I've been up since the crack of dawn. I've been all over the place. I drove to Mississippi to meet with our medical doctor. All kinds of different things going on in my life. But guess what? I choose to come to this call tonight with energy and enthusiasm because that is a decision I made to build a life worth living. It's to have the enthusiasm and energy in everything that I do. I'm not going to, it's one thing to invest your money in something. You can always get money back. You can't get time back. The time we spend together on this conference call tonight, I will never get back and neither will you. And I want it to be an investment into your future. I want you to be moved by the information in this call tonight to take your life and your business and your family to the next level. That's my goal, not to just talk. We should never speak or train to impress. We should always speak or train to impact. And that's my mission tonight. How dare I come to the conference call without energy and enthusiasm? Guess what? Recruited me, didn't have enthusiasm. What if he wasn't excited about when he gave me a DVD. Here's the question that you and I have to go to bed wondering about tonight. Would I have ever joined? And if I wouldn't have joined this business, I would have never become successful in this business. So what would my future have been like? More importantly, let's take Kevin out of the equation because it's selfish. What about all the people in our organization who have become successful? What about them and their lives? How different would it have been? Because if I didn't get started, it never would have led to them when they got started on my team. But you know what? That could even be a little bit small thinking as well. What about the people that are yet to be exposed because the team we have today is not the team we'll have tomorrow because we're going to recruit somebody brand new tomorrow. But I guarantee you, if the guy who shared this with me didn't have enthusiasm and I didn't look at it and get excited about it myself and I didn't recruit the people that recruited the people that recruited the people on the organization that's going to recruit somebody tomorrow, then that person's life wouldn't have been changed. And we could take this all the way back. You know, Brian Carruthers made 18 counting in Legal Shield. His best month, $298,000. But he got excited about this. And if he wouldn't have had energy and enthusiasm, then he called the guy who owned the boatyard in Florida. That guy may have not got excited. And if that guy didn't get excited, whenever he mailed the information to the guy who owned a third-generation seafood restaurant in Mobile, Alabama, that guy may not have got excited, which means he may not have given it to his son, who filleted flounder and peeled shrimp at that restaurant at the age of 20, and he may not have gotten excited. And if he didn't get excited, he may not have shared it with his girlfriend and gotten her excited who worked at the restaurant. And then if she wouldn't have got excited, then she probably wouldn't have shared it with the guy who ran radio advertising in Mississippi that she used to go to high school with. And if he didn't get excited, he wouldn't have shared it with one of his friends from college, a fraternity brother, and gotten him excited, who actually moved to Alabama. And if he wasn't excited, he wouldn't have given it to his next-door neighbor who installed granite countertops for a living and spoke Portuguese. He was from Brazil, spoke very little English. And if that guy didn't get excited, then one day at the office when a lady comes in trying to sell him a credit card processing machine, he may not have given the video to her. And if she got it but she didn't get excited, she probably wouldn't have given it to her 29-year-old son who was taking some accounting classes. And if he wasn't excited, then when he actually went to go talk to me, I may have never joined. And that's how I joined Brian Carruthers' organization. And you know what? The story is the same with you. It's the same today. It will be the same tomorrow and the next day. Your energy and your enthusiasm is the thing about you. Because at the end of the day, people buy from people that they know, like, and trust, right? That's what people do when they buy. What about when they join? It's so much more than that. See, people buy from people that they know, like, and trust, of course. But don't you think people even way much more than that join people in business as business partners that they know, like, and trust? Absolutely. See, people are not joining Legal Shield. They're joining you. So if you don't have the enthusiasm in your communication, it's going to be very difficult. Now, one of the things I love from the late, great Dave Savola, number one income earner in Legal Shield, who passed away last year, unfortunately. Dave Savola always said that, well, that's just not my personality. You know, I just don't have, you know, if I don't have that, I don't have that energetic, enthusiastic personality. And Dave's advice was always brilliant because it was so true. He says, well, if you don't have the personality you need, get a new one. It's a decision. I didn't have this energy and enthusiasm when I was on a construction crew. I didn't have this energy and enthusiasm when I got done with the 10-hour workday and then went to the house, took a shower, drove to class 5 nights a week, 15 credit hours a semester, walked inside to learn about things I didn't even want to learn about for 4 hours a night. You think I showed up to the classroom with enthusiasm? You think I showed up with a tool belt on to do physical manual labor with gnats flying around my face with enthusiasm? Heck no. What that means is I decided to get some when I decided to change my life in Legal Shield, and I've been enthusiastic for the last 9 years and 11 months, and I will be excited and enthusiastic until I am done on this earth. Because enthusiasm is what moves people. And it's the language that you share, you know, the language and some of the words that you use. Just another couple examples, and I'll wrap the call up. Is when you tell somebody, listen, I'm working on a huge business project with some brilliant business people. That language piques a lot of curiosity. Would you agree? But it's also your enthusiasm. Because if I told you, yeah, hey, man, I'm working on a huge business project with some really smart business people, it doesn't make the impact that it does when you say, I'm working on a huge business project with some brilliant business people here in the local community, and it's expanding like crazy. Man, if I were to give you a video on what we're doing, would you take a look at it? It's your enthusiasm. I want you to get that today. I want you to feel what I'm saying, that your enthusiasm mixed with your language is the dynamite to getting people to not just look at information more successfully, but also be so curious as to what you do and to also want to join you in this business. So with that being said, guys, I have thoroughly enjoyed spending some time with you. I hope it's been a great call for you to take your business to the next level. It would definitely be my prayer and my wish for this call tonight. I look forward to seeing many of you in Charleston, South Carolina this upcoming Saturday. By the way, if you do not live there, who do you know that lives there, and who do you know on your team that knows somebody that lives there? Let's get everybody there. I'll help you recruit them. I'll help you get them trained. And the last thing I'll leave you with is my motto. They asked to see my office, so I showed them the world. So, Frank, Teresa, thank you so much for having me on the call tonight, and I will turn it back over to you.
Wow, you got a big office. Hey, congratulations.
Absolutely.
Great training.
Yes, thank you so much for that training. You brought out so many critical points to making this work for people, and I agree with you, enthusiasm. I mean, who wants to follow? Talking about leadership, people don't follow people who are leading with no enthusiasm. No. It just doesn't work that way. So that is an integral part of growing a business. And it's also, what other way would you want to be about life, right? I mean, it would be terrible.
You got to have energy.
Yeah, to not be enthusiastic about your life and your business and everything. That was great. And thank you so much for sharing your story. Every time you share that, Kevin, I look at Frank and I say, how does he even remember all those people? I mean, that is a long list.
Well, they changed his life. You remember people who changed your life.
That is amazing. But that is so typical of what happens here. So, and let me ask, well, on that note, Kevin, let me ask you a question. Of all those people who are in your upline, how many of them are active?
One of them, who is a $150,000 ring earner.
So all the other people didn't stand there long enough to get the
They
vision.
Didn't. Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
That's a nightmare. You know, there's someone is on this phone right now. They could change thousands of lives, but they lose their vision. Matter of fact, I just wrote something you might enjoy. It says, fear keeps people in jobs, and visions create jobs. And for all of you who have got the vision of your business, you're going to create a lot of different jobs out here for people to do. So, yeah, listen, and the other thing is, I think number one is that enthusiastic thing, though. You can almost screw this up. If you're enthusiastic, people will follow you. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got one more thing to point out to you, because that's your story that you included in your training tonight. I think has so many lessons in it. So let me ask you another question about those people in your upline. One is active. One's a $150,000 ring earner. All the rest, and I didn't count them, so I imagine there's maybe a dozen or so, are not active. But if those people in your upline, if any of those associates still maintain their monthly membership, am I correct in that they could become active and capture what's going on below them and start getting overrides if they went to work?
Oh, what? Absolutely. Absolutely. You never, ever, ever, ever drop your membership. But here's what I tell people. If it comes down financially that it's either pay Legal Shield or your light bill, let your lights turn off, pay for your Legal Shield membership, call the law firm, and I'm sure they can write a letter or make a phone call or do something to help you get your power back on. Because, I mean, you have to keep your membership. Have to keep it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great.
No. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the phone and taking this much time and energy to do this. I know that it takes a while to prepare for this stuff. And as far as I know, you're not making a dime off this team. So your generosity is unbelievable. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome to stay on. I heard your phone ring 1,000 times while you were on here.
I know it. You're
welcome
demand.
To stay on and listen to the rest of it. And it's my pleasure to introduce our next speaker, and we're going to be talking about the inner path of leadership. And there is an inner path to leadership, and it's our new book review, and it's called Synchronicity. And Teresa's actually going to do the book review tonight, and I'm excited about hearing what you got to say.
Yeah, I started listening to this book just a few weeks ago, and it's captivating. I think you're going to love it. It's in story form. So the author is Joseph Jaworski. His journey, this book is about his journey as an unfulfilled big-time attorney. And no surprise, John Gardner is the one that turned us on to this book. And so I think this really has a lot of parallels and similarities to his own personal life. So Joseph decided to follow his dreams, to affect the world. He wanted to affect the world with some new perspectives on leadership. And so the book to me is like there's several things you can follow throughout this book. There are, so many episodes of synchronicity, meaning the people he met along his journey. Nothing happens by chance. Once he started moving forward and opening up his life to the possibilities, the places that he happened to be, things happened that were integral to the future of his life. The articles he happened to read had just huge impact on him and his future and putting together the leadership systems that he was putting together. So in part one, just to kind of capitalize that, he realizes how inauthentic his life is, and he realizes he's got this call to adventure, to become what he innately knew he was here for, and it wasn't to be an attorney. In part two, he describes his moment of decision. I have to read this sentence to you. He says, "I kept denying my destiny because of my insecurity, my dread of ostracism, my anxiety, and my lack of courage to risk myself. I was yielding to the pressure I felt within myself to conform to my peer group." How many of us have felt that way? Some of us have stepped away from our traditional careers. I stepped away from doing what I went to college to do, and so many of you have stepped away and are thinking about stepping away and following your dreams. And this book is just phenomenal to give us the courage to do that. Now, I have to give you a sidebar note here. We tell anybody before you start your job, you need to have about 6 months to a year's worth of income saved up. We don't want anybody being desperate, and I'm not going to encourage anybody to go follow your dream and do something not too smart business-wise. So, but I do want you to follow your dream in a smart way, just like he did. And so he decides to put together the American Leadership Forum, which exists today. In his journey, he had to find the experts to make it work. And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's just like our journey to find and recruit our key leaders. He had to gather the team together to make it work. Boy, we do the same thing here, day in, day out. We are always putting together the team. He had to develop a world-class program and keep his world-class system simple. Does that ring a bell with anybody? And Kevin, if he's still on, I sure appreciate your comments about the Performance Family Simple system and how we are guarding that system so vehemently, because we know it is a world-class program. No matter what else comes around, it is working and keeping our system protected and sticking to it, being 100% duplicatable, is critical to all of our successes. So as I read this book, there are so many parallels. It's simultaneously about, gosh, let's follow our intuition. Let's be open to the possibilities that are around us every single day. I mean, think about the person that you sat by on the plane and you did not start a conversation with and you could have. Don't you know that makes you feel crummy, right? I mean, but what if you had and you did? And let's say that you did. And, you know, a year from now, they're your top person in your business. So there's so many examples in this story of following your heart, following your innate drive to success. Believe me, it's in there. I believe it's in there for all of us. And at the same time, it's teaching us about leadership. I mean, Joseph's digging into not just servant leadership, but leadership in all of us being one and recognizing the scientific parallels to leadership in the behavior world. It's pretty amazing. It's a little deep for me, actually, at times, but I'm getting it, and I think you're going to love the book. So we're halfway through it now. We are going to have Section 3, which encompasses a few chapters, and Section 4 to talk about in the next couple calls. So with that said, I'm going to segue right into our recognition. This is my favorite part of the call. So before I do the level advancements, I want to recognize some top producers And actually,
and see if you know anybody's name on here, so you give them a call or see if they're on your team.
Yeah, and I think I'm missing some of my printouts, but we're going to do, I had the recognition for last month, but if I can't grab it real quick, I'll just do it next week. So the top producers for last week, not last month, this is the 4th through the 8th, in the way of production, want to recognize second place for the whole team was Mr. John Hall, and first place last week was
William Hayes in Ohio.
Yes,
how about that? Congratulations, guys.
In the way of recruiting, we've got 4 people tied for first place, and we're going to recognize every single one of these people for the recruiting they did last week. Kyle Walker out of North Carolina. Jasmine Herrera out of California. Chris Delaney out of Texas. Anna B. Lynn, and Zerait Hauser out of North Carolina.
That was what now? Producers?
That was
recruiters. Recruiters. Okay,
yeah.
Congratulations all of y'all.
And we want to recognize all these brand new senior associates for last week. Logan Tate, Jasmine Herrera, Roy Jones, Samguida Zerait, Tom Gordon, Jordan Hambright, Marjorie Butler, and Chana White. Congratulations for all of you hitting senior associates.
And please, if any of y'all know any of those people, call and congratulate them. And, that, you know, so many people just don't get recognized enough. They may not be on the phone, don't even know they was in the number 1 or 2 spots. So.
Right, you're right. And it'll be posted on our Facebook page if it's not already.
Yep. Are we done?
We're done.
It's a wrap. That was one of the best trainings we've had.
I agree.
I really think that was one of the best. And
I
so,
do agree.
I was just thinking, and I jotted it down real fast, that, you know, there's so many successful people in leadership and Legal Shield that I wrote down here that success is the residue of people who have vision, passion, and discipline. All of you who are building, you know, your success is going to come because you have the vision and you have the passion, you believe in what you're doing with, and you absolutely have the discipline to stick with it long enough to see through it.
That's good.
And, I just tell you that, and Teresa pointed out something, that was like 12 people in the middle of all that recruiting for Kevin Mulder, and there's only one of them that's still active in the business. And they must have lost their vision or their passion, or they didn't have enough discipline to stick with it. So here's my suggestion to you, that you figure out, you know, what your vision is and make it as big as you possibly can. I know that my vision was to own a business in every state and every major city in the United States, and to spend my life just training people to run small businesses inside of Legal Shield. That was my number one and has been my number one thing since I've been here, is to find talented people who have vision and passion and discipline and train them to run their Legal Shield business. And that's what this whole call is about, is to give y'all a shot at this. And, you know, from Teresa and I to all of y'all, we've got more leaders than I think most organizations inside of Leadership. And I'm really right now, we definitely have the best system going. So that's a wrap. I just want all of you to have that residue.
That
success residue. And thanks, everybody, for helping us. Nancy Jaconis and Nick Odom and Kevin Moeller and Teresa Coyne for doing the book review.
Absolutely.
And I didn't do much tonight, so.
You're always supportive. I can just get your one-liner thoughts.
Listen, thank y'all. We know what you're doing. We're doing the same thing, and we will see you next time, and it'll be number 973. We're almost at 1,000 episodes. And
by the way, everybody, John Gardner's doing fantastic and making major health improvements.
Coming home Monday.
He will be home next week.
He's coming home Monday, yeah. And I know they're going to be glad of that, and so. We wish John and Elizabeth good health and good trip. So, all right, we'll talk to y'all later. Frank Teresa signing off. Good night now.